Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of none other than the Prince of Wales.
Recent times have been incredibly difficult for us all.
That's it. Charles, what an interesting voice. And one of the reasons I wanted to go over this voice is because I often talk about how relaxation is key to having a more resonant, more authoritative and more commanding presence when you speak. And, you know, and it helps your voice just come out the way nature intended. However, there are certain things that being too relaxed can then start to hinder you with in your speaking. And I wanted to use Prince Charles, not to knock him, obviously, but, you know, this is something, this area particularly, something quite common in the nobility, especially in the UK, where people have gone past the area of relaxation where they're speaking, and they've gone into almost mumbling. And it's mumbling on voice, so it's mumbling with a voice. It's not withholding, because they're sending the you know, the air forward and they're sending the air out there, yet they're almost slurring, and it does sound a little bit like they're not putting the effort into really articulating words for others to understand. And so I had to use Prince Charles as an example because he's someone who tends to be a little bit lazy, I think, with his articulation, his enunciation and pronunciation. So let's have a little listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, while recent times have been incredibly difficult for us all, I can only begin to imagine how challenging it has been for young people and families to adapt. In particular, I'm thinking of those families who simply do not have the resources, such as online devices or even the internet, that are needed for effective homeschooling.
You may or may not have seen the Jacob Rees-Mogg video where he has this thing where he joins words with a in the middle, and he kind of hums his way through one word into the next, and is like very open into the next one like that. And Charles is also someone who does that, again, obviously from nobility, from a very wealthy background, and you know considered in the upper classes in the UK.
To imagine how challenging it has been.
But you can hear in his voice that it's quite rich and resonant and low, and also having this kind of openness at the back, this plumbing mouth idea, is good because it does allow, you know, sound to naturally resonate and come out. However, what he's not doing is doing much with his, he's not doing so much at the front, and he's not doing as much as he should in order to be as clear as he could.
Families who simply do not have the resources, such as online devices or even the internet.
Such as online devices or even the internet. It sounds slurred, and it sounds a little bit like he's had a couple of tots of gin or something. So maybe in order to avoid sounding like, and so people out there who might have issues with mumbling, and you know, resonance isn't your problem, it's just maybe kind of trying sharpening up your articulation. Maybe you could pause that for a second. Excuse me, I needed this for the video. Maybe you could be someone who would benefit from working with, you know, one of these, the Anna Morrison bone prop, which is something that just goes here in between your teeth, and that when you're practice speaking, helps to start working the articulators on the inside, like the tongue and, you know, the lips, and everything has to do more work because you can't physically open and shut your mouth so much. So if your mouth is that correct distance apart, and that's a great distance, and this is like considered the perfect distance for, you know, proper English articulation, then you, when you start working the muscles and the articulators on the inside of your mouth, sound just becomes crisper and clearer as you speak outwardly. Now, you don't need to buy one of these, but this is like a great thing that you can carry around with you. And this is the second one I had. If you haven't seen my videos on the bone prop from before, they're here on my channel. There's one. And you don't necessarily need to go out and buy one of these. You can just use your finger and shriek like that, or even your thumb, depends which one you do. And it's just, you know, it's a great tool to sharpen up your articulation. But of course, that doesn't help, you know, permanently. You have to keep doing it before you speak every time. And of course, Charles has developed this way of speaking over his whole life. And it clearly, the people that he's surrounded by have very similar accents and speak in very similar ways and understand him clearly enough. But when he's addressing the public like he is now, most of the public don't speak like that. And so many people don't really resonate with him because they have to listen to his accent, and it kind of separates him as wealthy and upper class and nobility. But if he was more articulate, he might sound more like a newsreader and then actually really connect with more people, because more people would be able to understand him. More people from around the world would clearly not have to work too hard to understand what he's saying. They'd get it. But clearly he's not in a position where he really cares about that or wants too many people to. He might have done when he was a younger man, but he's clearly slipped into his own habits. And so what I'm saying about this is that it doesn't matter how resonant and relaxed you are, the final, you know, the icing on the cake, and to be able to be clearly understood. If you've done everything else and nothing's working for you, you slow down your speech, you're relaxed, resonant, and everything's kind of going your way, yet people still aren't kind of getting you, it's probably down to the way that you are enunciating words, and your articulators could maybe do with some more exercise. So there are articulation exercises on this channel. I have an advanced articulation course which goes through each element of, you know, how you can better improve your articulation over time. But yeah, one of my main suggestions is practice speaking with this in daily. Do it every day, like for a few minutes. Practice speaking out of a book. And so I'm sorry to not really go into his voice too much, but I've really realized that what are the point in doing these review videos if it's not actually going to help you with your own voice? I'm not here to do impersonations. That's a different channel. You know, if I want to do that, I will start a different channel to impersonate people. But I really want to take elements and you know, look at voices in a way that you can benefit from it. Or learn something. And this is a clear example of articulation being very useful, because it's not working for him. And so that's something you should avoid. It's just slurring and just trusting that just having articulation and relaxation is going to be enough. You really want to actually start to develop the way you pronounce words in a clearer, more articulate manner. And then more people can understand you. No matter where you're from, if you're using the English language, especially from outside the UK or the US, then you might need the opportunity to slow down and articulate better to be, you know, better understood. All right, thanks for watching. I hope this has been useful for you. My name is Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time,
look after your voice. Yes.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.